Simin Reish Tzadi Beis, Sif Beis, Kostcha. The klal is that you don't say Sif Kostcha in a day that you wouldn't say Tachnun. So if it's Rish Chedish, if it's Erev Rish Chedish, Ukizeme, you would not be saying Sif Kostcha, because had it been Chol, you would not be saying Tachnun. Now, first, interestingly enough, it's not clear why, but there's a difference between the summer and the winter months. And in the summer months, we say Pirkei Avos, and in the winter months we say Shir Malis and Baruch Nafshi. Kol Makom Lefi Min Hagei, says Rambam. But Sasam Lepirish, where this minute comes from exactly, how come in some months it's like this and some months it's like that, it's not exactly clear. I did see now in the Dershim Mishabur, they brought down that some say that Shir Malis was said as by David Melech when the world was about to flood. And he said 15 Shir Malis, and it brought the water level down 15 levels, and that was like the Gemar of Maisa Bereishis, Kilo. That was the, it was mashed on the Maisa Bereishis that it shouldn't be destroyed. Therefore, from beginning of the Chirv Bereishis, that's what he's saying. Baruch Hanafshi is also Baruch Hanafshi is all about the Bria. Pirkei Avos, why we should switch afterwards is not exactly clear. However, certainly it's a worthwhile endeavor to go through Pirkei Avos. Kimdimani Miri says in Zakdama that there's no Mida Teva that exists that cannot be found in Pirkei Avos. Reish Tzadik Gimel Dini Arvos Utzei Shabbos, there's a lot of you say this here, actually, for the sugis that we saw last month, Reish Tzadik Aleph, Reish Tzadik Gimel. Machren Tfilas Arvos Utzei Lehis Mechal HaKedish, is that Dindu Meis Mechal HaKedish also be Tziyosei, not just Bechni Sassai. Interestingly enough, the Mishabur over here does not say how much time to be Meisif. He goes at length and Reish Tzadik Aleph to tell you how much time to be Meisif. It's not just enough, a little bit. How much does it have to be? It's not more than a quarter of an hour. It's not more than 18 minutes, the Chara. It's not more than 3/4 of a mil. Whoever understands, you learn 3/4 of a mil is. It's not longer than 3/4 of a mil. In one place, mashma that b'diyev at least 2 minutes is enough. Over here, there's no mashmois whatsoever. And Taka Pais can say that there's Taka no shir, b'tziyotze. Any amount would be considered being maisif michol ala kodesh. Kimdumani, that they say b'shem lechazanish to wait 40 minutes, and another, because that's how long you'd say Shabbos is at different times of the year, another 5 minutes out, maisif michol ala kodesh. But Vashas, you don't have to wait that long. Now, when is Shabbos over? So the Bir Lach is Ma'ur over here, that from the Sif. Oh, the Bechlal is supposed to push off saying Davni Marv, Machar Tzilas Marv, to the Hezmel HaKodesh. There's other reasons also. The Mishabur does not bring down over here, the Aruch HaShulchan does. Mishabur does not bring down to be Moisir, to drag out the Vehurachum. The meaning of Motzei Shabbos is Vehurachum. Right? Why do we do that? So there's a common time that are brought down. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down like three different timim. One of the time that's well known is the time that the neshamas go back to Gehenim, Matzei Shabbos, and not before Behurachum. So you drag out Behurachum for an extra second or two, that's a drag out. Why don't you wait another 5 minutes and daven later on? So, yesh gvul. But even, you want to show that even when they're going back, even so, you're dragging it out, give them an extra. There's a vart that they say by Yoino. Su'uni v'tiluni aleyam. Su'uni, pick me up and throw me into the water. Why do you say pick me up? That extra second, half an extra second of life, extra second of chiyus. Every second is worth something. Because they're on the way back to Gehenim, every second really counts. So, you're marich, and that is the meaning of the Olam, the Mishabur over here doesn't bring it down, the Rosh Hashulchan does bring it down. The Sif Beis, Tzorach Lezor Melas Melacha Ad Shir Gimel Kechavim, so the Bir Alach is Matmiya here, the Lechura, Gimel Kechavim is not enough. You should really have to wait Arab Milim. And he says, he's greatly saved from the Minchas Kayin, which helps us out very much here in Eretz Yisrael and anywhere else we're living in the world. And that is that Ken Zayin, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, as long as you have Gimel Kechavim, that is enough. Which would mean that in Eretz Yisrael, where you have Gimel Kechavim, then that is enough time, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. So when Ramesha said that 50 minutes in America is Rabbeinu Tam, it's because you have the Yisrael, the Chura, it makes a lot of sense according to this Bir Lacha, because you have, he said, because it's like 72 in Europe, it gets the same dark. 50 in America is dark after 72 in Europe. Mela, but this Yisrael of Rabbeinu Tam, that even according to Rabbeinu, of the Minchas Kayin, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, as long as you have three stars out, then that's enough. Now, three stars is a little bit difficult to know how three stars, Mufuzarin, Loi Mufuzarin, El Ritzufim, and they have to be Beinanim, they have to be Ketanim, so that just in case you make a mistake, really, it will be Beinanim. I saw something interesting brought down from the Chazon Ish, B'Shem the Chazon Ish, that he said that if you could see 10 stars in the sky, then you know that there's at least three Ketanim out. So you start counting the stars, you can't tell, is this Ketanim, is this Beinanim, is it? Count the stars, you have 10 stars, then you can know that. I don't know where that number comes from, but that's what he said. The Lamaisa, how long to wait? So it's interesting. The Bir Halacha later at the end of the Sif, the Bir Halacha says the same thing according to the Goyin. You have to realize, even if you make it like the Goyin, but certainly according to the Goyin, you need Gimel Kechavim. So Gimel Kechavim is Ma'akev, no matter who you hold like, you're always going to need Gimel Kechavim. And that's why Oysa Shalom Vimreim over there, those that say that the Goyin and the Rabbeinu Tam at the end of the day are not going to be too much different. Because Savisai, you have to wait for Gimel Kechavim, even according to the Goyin. And Savisai, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you have Gimel Kechavim, then Pasha says, nighttime, and Lamaisa, the Minig Oilam here in Eretz Yisrael, is somewhere between 35 minutes and 45 minutes, just about. Most the Oilam is nagging like that. There are, for sure, from 20 minutes already, those that make on those that are Machmer 72 minutes. But the Minig of Reva, the Oilam of the Litvisha, I would say, is somewhere between 35 and 45 minutes. And with that, certainly we have the Gimel Kechavim, Beinonim, Tefalazachon, and many are still makbid on their rices, still 72, but certainly for their abundance, for sure you can be meko, and even the rices, ba'etzem, is certainly what to be semichon, as long as you see Gimel Kechavim.